Oh, you're tired.
She didn't care if the whole world couldn't. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
There's Miles.
And then there's Maude.
And then there's Miles. Miles. Hey, Miles, this is Bob. How's it going?
Hey,
welcome to Static Show.
Static, off to a bang tonight.
Then there's Miles.
Then there's Miles.
We got a request for you to sing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. CB, thinks you should sing the Maude theme song.
Run on, Maude.
Run on, Miles. I think it should just be Miles, but keep all the feminist words in there, but just put Miles from Maude.
That's the only part I know.
That's right. Well, because you and B. Arthur have a lot of common, so.
Come on, Maude.
That's right. You both like short Jewish guys.
What was your husband's name? What is
Arthur.
Arthur.
Come
on, Maude.
You sound the same. What? You sound just like her.
My parents used to watch it.
When you had hair, your hair was very similar.
I was a young man when that show was on. I had similar hair to B. Arthur.
That's right, you had B. Arthur hair.
I did? I don't know.
I'm just being a...
Right now, I look more like her husband now.
Yeah.
Maude.
Maude.
Like some New York accent or something.
That's right.
Maude.
Maude.
You
can't grow the facial hair that he had, though. You know,
I cannot. No, I am part Native American. So yeah. I cannot grow
facial hair. No, you're not part Native.
I don't know.
I'm part Native American.
I'm part Native American.
Only the good parts.
All right.
No, CB, I don't know. It sent me the Maude theme song, and I thought that was funny.
I want to see Miles in a bath of rice pudding. Can you make that happen, please?
That's right.
I'd be completely turned on. I'm CB.
I thought the Maude thing was funny. Given my earlier experience before we started recording, I wouldn't eat anything that you sat in, to be honest with you.
I had a little bit of a fart before we taped the show. Yeah, we chit chat. Bob, tells me about all this stupid census crap he does, and
yeah, that's right.
I pretend to listen. And I had a little gas tonight, and something might have sneaked out, and Bob heard it, and he was really like, "Oh my god, I can't believe it."
Yeah, okay.
Well, believe it.
I know. It just keeps adding on. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised by this, to be honest with you.
And then came a fart.
And then came Fox.
Hey, wait. Was there another song on the recorder?
Was there?
Was there anyone singing on the recorder?
No, not yet. Not that I know of.
Oh, I had a young lady.
I don't have anything.
Really?
I can look and see here. Hold on.
Well, let's just stop the show right now.
No. Just keep talking. Jesus Christ, just keep talking.
I'd like to see Miles dancing on his chick naked.
Then there's Miles.
Then there's Maude.
is fascinating, masturbating right on Miles.
No, yeah, no, actually, yeah, we watched that show as a family. We'd watch that. We'd watch actually a show called Family with Kristen McNichol.
Oh, Kristen McNichol.
We'd watch Lou Grant. What else show would they watch? They were not fans of Dukes of Hazzard, so we would not watch that.
Oh, I watched the Dukes of Hazzard. Just a good old boy.
No, that was beyond them, yes.
Never meaning no harm.
Yeah, I remember being at a birthday party seeing that show. I go, what show is this? There was like, it's Duds, Dukes of Hazzard. I'm like, what? We're not allowed to watch Dukes of Hazzard where I come from. I'm sorry.
Making their way.
They
only wear the know-how. Actually, I do have two. I do have two recordings. Yes, we will play those here. What? I do have two recordings.
All right. Well, I know one is my girl Desiree singing something for us.
And I will survive. No, I think hers was knock three times on the window.
I had to have my stomach pop because it was full of spunk.
If you want me, twice on the pipe. If you want the back door.
You want the back door. Oh, my honey.
Like three times.
Please, I meet you on all fours.
Oh, my goodness.
Twice on the pipes.
Well, you know, we had the whole Subway free cookie thing last week.
Oh yeah.
And actually I put this on the website already, but let's listen to this. I don't know if I'll be able to hear it or not here. Maybe not. Oh, no, it stopped on me.
Buffering,
yeah, that's what it did.
I'd like you to take off your clothes, please.
Yeah. I was waiting for that. Here, let me see if I can get it up to the point where we're at here.
I'd like to see...
That's so funny.
I was like, that song 19 about
19. Oh, I gotta go from the beginning. Let's see if it stops again. You want three cookies? Well, fuck yeah, I'll take three cookies, honey. Oh, I'll break one for you, big boy.
I almost think it's about to break.
How could it be about to break?
Yeah. Broken ones are free.
Is that store policy?
Yes.
You'll repeat that then. Okay.
Yes.
In a loud voice.
Broken ones are free.
Okay.
In a loud voice.
I can do this. It doesn't believe me.
Oh, my God. It sounds a lot like your wife.
No, it's not my wife.
Now that I've listened to it again, that sounds a lot like your wife.
I like to trade some cookie for nookie.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I can't believe. Now, you want to tell people, we talked last week, you told me this story about if a cookie's broken in the case.
Right.
At Subway, you can get it for free.
If you request it, yes.
If you request it. And I told you were full of crap, and what did you do?
I ran out that night with the fine $2 digital recorder you provided with me. And,
really? I thought that was the your phone.
No, that was that thing. You get.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's okay, you know.
Money well spent.
Yeah, it was all right. Well, it served its purpose. I went in there and talked to the young lady, and she obliged. Yes.
Well, it sounds like she's like, oh, that one looks like it's almost broken, as if she broke it. Just because you asked.
Yes. Maybe. She heard everything I said. Take off everything except that green hat right now. Take out those cookies nude.
Now put on the gloves.
It takes the cookie out of the case or it gets the hose again. All right.
Okay. You call that a hose?
Garden hose.
It's barely a straw. You ran out right after we recorded. Right after we, I turned off Skype and you were out the door.
Yeah, I was literally doing about 50 miles per hour down the street.
Oh my God.
And I went in and,
And you're like, could you repeat that loudly, please?
Into this cylinder object I have in your
phallus,
face.
This tiny phallus.
This phallus I'm going to put right close to your mouth. Could you just repeat that one more time?
I can't believe now you keep calling me a welcher. Have I not given you a sandwich yet?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I got work on that then. You haven't got anything in the mail or anything?
No. I called you the next day about this. I played it for you. Yeah. And you suddenly put a lot of restrictions in on this whole thing of, I'm going to see a receipt. You know, you're going to buy one first, and then you get a free one, which was never mentioned in the deal. Never. All of a sudden, I don't want to cheat you out of the 7 cents tax.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right. Oh, okay. You know, like.
Well, I am dealing with, I have to be like the government because you...
What are you going to stop on your taxes?
Like to take advantage of people,
I like to take advantage of people. Okay. All right. Okay.
I could see this being this, like you're at Walmart and you're like, hey, lady, will you pretend to be a Subway employee and I'll ask for a cookie?
Oh, come on. You want me to go back? I'll go in there tonight to get it. I'll get a second one. You want me to go back?
No.
I will.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if you did that, though, said it all.
I will.
No, I don't want you to.
You dare me, I will do it. I'll go back in, I'll pick a different location, and I'll get it.
That was a Freudian slip there. I'll pick a different girl at the Walmart to tell you.
No, come on.
Oh, my God. Well, I a Lannister always pays his debts. I will pay my debt.
Well, I should have a coupon or something in my hand right now.
Well, I cannot help you if the mail service is being bogged down because the federal government wants to cut out Saturday delivery.
Well, I know. That's a very serious topic. I don't want to bring that up to just
really. Okay.
Because I don't want my Saturday mail cut, you bastard, so don't do it.
So, I mean, can you blame? I mean, the guys are probably the nice... hard-working men and women of the United States Postal Service probably aren't feeling it, considering they're under attack. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right.
They're like, well, Lottie frickin' da. So.
Oh, now that you've buttered up part of the audience, yes, you're right. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I went out and did it. I don't care.
I can tell you there is something in the mail coming to you right now.
It's a request for a receipt. I've picked up some rules I've invented on the spot, and I'd like to show you.
Please fill out this form, and I will be happy to...
If you fill this out and send back a dead baby rhesus monkey, then I will give you your $5.
I think I said to you, oh, well, just go get your sandwich and send me the receipt, and I'll pay you back. And they're like,
why?
Oh,
why? What does this have to do with it? Just send me $5, you cheap bastard.
I have to make sure you spend it on Subway because, you know.
Why do I have to spend that money first? That makes no sense.
Because you, sir.
That makes no sense. I'm going to buy you a free car, but you've got to go out and buy a Cadillac first, and then I'll buy you a Cadillac.
No, I'll reimburse you, but you're like, no. You will take the money and you will spend.
Oh, what? Who cares what I do with the money?
You'll be hitting up kids for Ritalin and stuff. That's what you'll be doing.
Oh, come on. Really?
You have a problem. You have a Vicodin problem.
Really?
Yes.
No, come on.
How much do Vicodin cost out on the
street? You Welch, man. You are a Welch.
I am not a Welch.
I'm calling you out right now, you Welch, man. You're going to
get something in the mail. When you get this thing in the mail, I want you to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And I want you to put it on your press's Facebook.
Well,
with an apology to me.
You know what, MF-er? I just found another camera I can use now, and I'll gladly do it, right?
Where'd you get this camera?
You are a welcher, man. You are a welcher.
I'll give you my camera for services.
It's so dumb. Okay, if you can prove this, I'll give you $5. I'm like,
no,
right,
I bought you $5 for long.
Oh well, now you have to spend $5. What?
I was gonna reimburse you.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this guy is so crazy. He's so mentally ill. Oh my god.
I'm mentally ill. You ran out right after at like 9 o'clock at night to get 2 fucking cookies.
You challenged me. You said, "Oh, you will never do it." I'm like, "Okay, I'll do it, Brett."
Well, that's true. I will tell you, if you don't do it right away, it won't happen. So therefore, you had to act on your.
I knew I could do it.
Yeah.
I knew it was one test. You know, I mean, if you said make a full court, you know, basketball shot, I'd be like, "Well, okay, I probably can't do that," but. Go out and get a free cookie from Subway. Hell yeah, I can do that.
Oh my god! Here, let's.
Hell yeah.
Let's move on.
All right. Well. All right. Oh. Yeah.
What was that?
That was Desiree bringing her milkshake to the yard.
Let me listen to that again. Hold on a second.
What are you bringing all the boys to the yard? Damn right, it's better than yours. I teach you, but I have to charge.
You have to charge?
That's right. It's a song.
Oh,
my milkshake brings all the boys. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I thought it was going to be singing. I mean, this is just... She's just doing her hooker chant from the corner.
Well, I mean, singing's not her, her specialty, you know what I mean? She's better at humming, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
She is a much better hummer than she is a singer, let me tell you that right now.
I mean, that was only 15 seconds, so I was expecting
Some guys only get 15 seconds. don't not 15 seconds. You know?
So did she ever call in or what?
Yeah. She was just goofing around, and my wife recorded. This is my wife's best friend, so my wife secretly recorded her singing this.
Oh, okay. She didn't even
uploaded
know it.
She does now.
Oh, okay. I'm glad.
I had a long time ago uploaded pictures of her licking some beaters.
Yes. Yeah, the famous licking, yes.
And she, like, flipped out because I recently showed it to her. She's like, oh, my God. That's not on the internet, is it? I'm like, no.
No, yes, of course it is.
It's in my personal collection.
Well, you didn't show her face or anything.
I just kind of showed her time with a bunch of white stuff on it.
Yeah, although that's pretty identifiable given her history.
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's her. Can I come in her mouth and then I'll tell you if...
Looks like her.
That's her.
Bing, we'll see bing, what bing, she bing. Does with it.
Yeah. We'll see what she does with it.
Well, she took the load. She took the load. There she is.
Oh, my God.
So,
Poor Desiree.
Supposedly, she didn't know those pictures were on the internet. But
yeah. I thought you told her before, though.
So. I did. What's the big deal, man?
All right. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, I guess since we're on the topic, I'll talk about sausage. So I'm at the store recently.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife has got on written down here, she wants me to get some Polish sausage, right?
Oh, I love Polish sausage. Now, your wife like Polish sausage?
I'm not going to answer that question, considering that you're, you know, partially Polish, and you'll just misdirect it into some kind of goofy thing there.
Does she like kielbasa in her mouth?
So I'm like, now, a long time ago, I used to work at a meatpacking plant. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. And now Polish sausage. They had. Have I told the story about working at the processing plant?
You know, I don't think I knew you even did that. I knew you
seriously?
Did UPS and the adult video store and a couple other things, but I didn't know about the meat packing.
Yes, meat packing. I worked for a few summers at. Actually, I was a friend of the family. They had a meat processing plant and. I would do odd jobs there. I cut the grass, but then I'd also, you know, hang bacon and smoke stuff and whatnot. So,
I don't doubt you were smoking stuff on the job. I have no doubt that's a true story.
Meats, smoking meats.
Hey, Fred, let's get high, man.
So anyway, one of the perks, probably one of the only perks there was. Every week, they would make a rack of Polish sausage, and all employees could eat whatever they could eat the rack. Now, I'm talking about a rack. I mean, this is probably like freaking, I don't know how many Polish sausages it would be. It would be like a whole rack worth. I don't know how much it would
be. A ring, like they're in a ring. Right?
Yeah, they're in a ring. Exactly. That's what I thought. So yeah. I had to call my wife up. I'm at the store, and I'm like, I'm assuming that they don't call it Polish sausage anymore because that could be derogatory towards Polish people or something.
No, I call Polish sausage. Yeah,
do they? I could not. And I'm like, it's in a big ring, right? It's this big sausage in a ring.
I don't think they serve German chocolate cake anymore.
It's a German chocolate. And so she's like, no, they're hot dog shaped. And I'm what? Like, what? Exactly. Right. Thank you very much. She says,
oh, it comes
they're
in
hot
a ring.
It comes in a ring. That's what I said. So
you don't know her sausage. Evidently. Let me tell you that right now.
So I head over there and I'm like, because I was doing a little prep work there before I got to the area. And I'm like looking and I go to the store like when every old person in the world is at the store, it seems like. There's all these elderly people. The bus must have just pulled up before I did.
Was it free sample day?
No, it wasn't free sample day.
Because they love that.
So I got this old hag, their cart, and then this old bastard is standing right in front of the sausages with his arms out like they're, you know, wings.
I'm standing here with my arms and my wife.
And I'm like, I just want to get look and find the Polish sausage, which my wife tells me is not a ring.
Sure, it looks sausage.
More like big hot dogs. And I swear to God, this guy took up the whole fucking sausage section with his body and his arms.
And I'm not just bragging.
That's right. So I basically got between him and his cart to reach in and get this stuff. But it wasn't Polish sausage. It was called Polish kielbasa.
Kielbasa, yeah.
But it looked like hot dogs. Like big
Why
hot dogs.
Why is it called kielbasa? I mean, yeah, it's kielbasa. Not Polish kielbasa. Kielbasa, yeah, it's kielbasa. Yeah.
Well, no, it was called Polish. That's the only thing it was labeled Polish.
Polish kielbasa.
Polish kielbasa.
As opposed to Puerto Rican kielbasa.
I don't know.
Inuit kielbasa or something. You know.
I thought since you are the Polish, you're the Polish expert.
Kielbasa. Well, I know one. I know a guy that's into Polish stuff, and I'll ask him. Here you go.
And I'm like, and nothing said Polish sausage, and nothing was in the ring, like I remember. So
yeah.
I mean, they were big. I mean, it was a big sausage, right? I mean, a big
we'll ask Smidge because he has had a lot of Polish sausage in his mouth. And all that, so We'll ask Midge Kirtlebaum of the Gunk UK.
Yeah, well, I was just totally confused. If I still have, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you if I still have the pack around here. But I'd never seen Polish sausage like this. It was always the big Polish, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was like in hot dog shape?
Yeah, it was like big hot dogs.
No, come on. It's in your ring.
That's
ring.
What
you
I
cut
said.
It off.
That's right. You cut it off and it's delicious, right?
You cut it like chunks, like eating chunks.
Right, you eat in chunks. You heat it up. It's good, right?
You put it in sauerkraut with it?
You know, I don't like sauerkraut.
Yeah. Well, I don't either, but I've had it that way.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's what I thought Polish sausage was, and I'm like all confused, and then I got, you know, I don't know what the guy's name was, standing there, looked like he's taking a whiz. Hey, his wife was giving me the stink eye because I tried snuck in there to get my Polish kielbasa. I'm like, for Christ's sake, how long are you going to take looking at this fucking sausage?
Henry, that fat woman is trying to get past you. Let her get in.
Let her get in. That's right. Don't you touch my husband with your bosom.
With your moobs.
I'm like, this is all confusing to me. I've gone through life knowing Polish sausage as this big sausage in a ring.
Yeah.
And then now I get to the store and it's that I don't see anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the world is upside down, Miles. The world is upside down.
You know, what I used to eat as a kid. I have a hard time eating now. Liver sausage.
Oh, was it Braunschweiger?
Braunschweiger, yeah.
Yeah, liver sausage.
I used to eat that all the time. Yeah, I used to eat that all the time as a kid. I was like, oh, this is really good. And I'm like, as an adult now, I'm like, I.
Well, yeah, that you know, being friends with the meat packer, we had a lot of.
Yeah, you had a lot of Braunschweiger.
We had a lot of Braunschweiger. We had, well, the family was, you know, like, it would be, let's see, second generation over from Germany, right?
Oh, that's the best kind, yeah, hell yeah.
And so, yeah, these were all family recipes, and they made, you know, all their own stuff, and so we got, you know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'm just saying.
That'd be cool, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Take all that stuff home to my mom, man. I'd be like a prince, man. Wow, cool.
Yeah, no, it was always good stuff. But, you know, and the guys would at the plant would be, they'd get there. They had this giant jug of mustard. It was the biggest fucking jar of mustard I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And they would eat Polish sausage dipped in mustard for lunch. I mean, they would bring their lunch. That's all I'd eat for lunch.
We brought some Heineken, come on, you kids, get up here, young Bob, here.
Yeah, no, I mean, they chowed down on that shit, I'm telling you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's how they... No, you take it right out of the cooler and just eat it cold, yeah.
You're just putting some cold sausage right in your mouth, then.
Yeah. With mustard.
With mustard, huh?
This was, you know, back in the day... You know, they didn't have like these Sam's Club or no, they didn't have microwave either. Sam's Club or Costco or anything. Yeah. And so, I mean, I'd never seen like an institutional like canister of mustard. It was just the most wild thing because, I mean, this thing was like, you know, it would be like today you'd probably see one at one of those places.
Like,
I mean,
a coffee can?
Yeah, bigger than that. It was like two coffee cans. This thing was fucking huge.
Really?
And I mean, they would just be scarfing down this Polish with mustard. It was just crazy. I mean, it was just insane how much this guy's put away.
It puts the sausage in its mouth or it gets the hose again.
Yeah, I'm like,
all right.
I mean, they would each eat a whole one of those rings.
Oh no, my son! Oh man, come on, that's a lot. Geez.
That's a lot. I'm telling you.
Oh, it upsets my stomach. I've had it. With,
oh, my God. I used to make the hot dogs and stuff. And
You used to make kielbasa in a bag. Yeah. Bag of kielbasa.
You'd shake it up. I would help the guy make the hot dogs. And I'd have to go into the cooler and get the – it wasn't – you know what head cheese is, don't you?
I've heard of it. I've never had it, nor will I ever eat it.
Well, it's the muscles from the head of the pig, with some other stuff to make head cheese. But,
no.
in your hot dog, in your good hot dogs, with natural casings, which is intestines, it had the head meat, and so it wasn't the cheesy part of it. It was just the meaty part of it, and so it would be this congealed. chopped up, you know, snout and eyebrows and stuff like that.
Did you have to tell me that? Did you have to go into that?
So I had to go get the trays. The guy would be like, he's making the hot dogs, right, in this big mixer, and he's got all these spices and these giant spice barrels and everything, and he's throwing shit in there, and it's like a cloud in there. There's like so much spice in the air. And he's like, go get the trays. I need 3 trays of head meat for this recipe. So I go in and get the head meat, and I'm just chucking it in there like chum, you know. And it's getting ground up. And I will tell you, though, nothing better. No better hot dog. You can't get a better hot dog.
Ugh,
and then they would,
really?
Then they would, the ladies would actually the ladies would put it in the casing, so it's like this continuous hot dogs getting squirted into intestines. You know what I mean? So it was like this whole innuendo there with the whole, like, a condom.
Yeah, ladies were doing it.
They were doing, and I mean, they went through some dogs, I'll tell you. They got that thing rolling, and it was like, you know, a fucking giant barrel full of hot dogs.
They were packing some meat.
They were packing meat, yes. Yes, they were packing meat. So, yeah, I never did make the, I didn't actually case the hot dogs. I just had to help make the hot dogs, so.
Yeah, you just brought the meat.
I just brought the meat, that's right. The head meat.
They serviced the meat.
The head meat. And then you had the tasty tail, right? So tail. Give me a bucket of tails.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Oh, fuck.
It's all muscle.
Like pickled pig's feet, too?
Yes, pickled pig's feet, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, yes. Ham hocks. I did not see testicles ever that I recall, no.
I don't mean human either. I mean,
no human testicles, no sir.
We cannot afford to pay you this week, Bob.
Here's the testicles.
We have another arrangement, maybe. That,
No testicles that I never saw anybody using testicles in anything.
Yeah.
But the head meat for sure, the tails, and they were kept in buckets of brine.
Right.
Bucket of tails, which was funny.
Yeah.
And because they weren't curly in the mm-hmm. brine, they kind of straightened out once you killed the pig. So
yeah.
Anyhow,
that's all disgusting. That's really.
But I mean, they killed the pigs and everything there. It was like, you know, they bring in a hog, and then it went out as product. So.
Well, I'll bring out the hog. Let's see the hog.
It was the whole, you know, the whole cycle.
Yeah.
Tumbling hams. They tumble the hams in order to get them all nice and juicy.
No,
it brings out the fats and stuff into the rest of the meat. So,
you know what? I really, there's some things I don't want to know.
They're kind of sticky.
This would be one of them, I think. Yeah. How you prepare meat? I want to eat it. I really don't want to think about what it is or where it came from. I just really want to.
Yeah, well, it was good. I'm telling you.
I just want to have a ham sandwich and not think about it. You know.
Oh yeah, ham sandwich. It was good. It was good. They had good hams.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tumble the hams.
Man, oh man.
Trying to think what else. I hung bacon. Bacon. A slab of bacon is actually pretty big. You know, what you get at the store is like nothing compared to what they're taking it off there. So
it's some muscle or something you're eating, right?
It's the flank, you know.
Yeah.
And so you'd hang it up on these crazy hangers that look like coat hangers, but they had these big prongs on them.
Oh yeah.
And you'd stick them into the bacon, and then you'd hang it up on this smoke rack, and you'd have to push it into the smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not the funnest job, that part, because the smoker was just like, oh my God, it was like, it looked like it came from Auschwitz, to be honest with you.
Oh, here we go.
It was this giant room, you know what I mean?
With
a track that went into it, and then it would break off, and you'd like have these little switching things so you could put more stuff in, more track. And it was just, you know, this big, scary metal room. Yeah.
That's TMI. Yeah.
I'm just telling you what it was. I don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know.
I think it's probably not. I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that I'm not a vegetarian from that experience. But
I'm a vegetarian.
Oddly enough, I think I like meat more now that I've seen the process.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, that's what they. And by the way, you know, before we go, did you celebrate today? I mean, it was one of your one of the holidays that you should be celebrating was today. Did you know that?
No.
They don't celebrate in Iowa, huh?
No.
My kids got the day off today.
Pulaski
Day. That's right.
No, we don't. No, that's not. No, there's no Polish people in Iowa, so it's not celebrated.
Well, you're there.
I would be an outcast, but yes.
I think you should put in for it, because Illinois, they celebrate Pulaski Day, although I think this might be the last year for the kids to get out of school, but they celebrate Pulaski Day, yeah.
No, it will not happen here.
Even in Wisconsin, they celebrate Pulaski Day.
Oh, there's a lot of Polacks in Wisconsin. There are many old Polacks in Wisconsin.
Kazimierz Pulaski Day today.
Yep.
Well, we celebrate. He is the probably the antithesis of the Revolutionary Cavalry from the Revolutionary War. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, I just thought you would be celebrating. You know,
I'm sorry, it's like
being in New Jersey and not celebrating Columbus Day. Come on now.
Well, hey, come on. Hey. What is Bob a psycho? What are you doing? What are you talking about with that? What are you talking about?
I was just saying, Columbus Day is a big deal in New Jersey.
Get the fuck out of here, Bob.
Because of the Italian American community. You're Polish
American.
What?
Oh, my God. This guy's going to get all.
Well, I think it's a good thing. They should
I think it's good, too. I'm not against it. Hey, let's have a day, man. Let's go.
Well, so Kazimierz Pulaski Day today.
Let's have it. Yeah, no, I'm not against it. I try to get people for it. I got shot down.
Okay. I didn't know did you do a proposition and put some yard signs out or something?
No, I talked to a politician once a long time ago about it, and he told me to go F myself. So I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever.
That was Rudy Giuliani. I mean, it's been a few years.
No, hey, no. Hey, Paisan, Paisan. No, I did. I confronted someone about it. He goes, well, what do you know about it? I'm like, he's Polish.
he's Polish.
And I think it was Revolutionary War. And what else?
He was a hero.
He was a hero. And what else? I got nothing. Just my point, exactly.
His name's Kazimierz, for Christ's sake.
So, John Countryman, fuck you.
Oh, that's the guy's name?
Fuck you, John Countryman, wherever you are.
Oh, my goodness.
DeKalb County, Illinois. You can eat kielbasa.
Illinois does celebrate Kazimierz Pulaski Day, though.
Not in DeKalb, Illinois, let me tell you that.
Really?
This guy was against it, man. I'm not having that.
Oh, my God.
F that Polak. F him. That mother loving Polak, I wouldn't take a day off, or you go me and go. Frickin' dick.
Well, it's Kazimierz Pulaski Day here, and
you racist.
It was enjoyed by all.
Oh, I'd enjoy it. I'm gonna celebrate it somehow.
Well, all right. Well, we'll have a little moment here for Kazimierz.